The text is the epistle reading with the addition of verse 11 from James. Be patient then, brothers, until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop, and how patient he is for the autumn and spring rains. You too, be patient and stand firm, because the Lord's coming is near. Don't grumble against each other, brothers, or you will be judged. The judge is standing at the door. Brothers, as an example of patience in the face of suffering, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. As you know, we considered blessed those who have persevered. You have heard of Job's perseverance and have seen what the Lord finally brought about. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. Every year, it seems, there is a must-have gift. The first one I can remember was Cabbage Patch dolls. Then there was Tickle Me Elmo one year. PlayStation 2 was pretty big another year. This year, according to St. James, the must-have holiday gift is patience. We need patience till the Lord comes. And that's a tall order. In the last recorded words of Jesus, he says, "Behold, I am coming soon." That was about 1,900 years ago. Does that fit your definition of soon? How many Advent services have you heard that Jesus could be here any day? How many times have you heard that Jesus is closer now than he's ever been before? Well, Advent is back and Jesus is not. And we are expected to wait patiently. We aren't to be anxious or troubled at his delay. Neither are to we let down our guard and think his return is a long time in coming. We are to expect him at any moment and not be discouraged even if he doesn't come for centuries more. But the Lord's not the only one by any means that's trying our patience. So do people around us. The store clerk who can't seem to ring up the sale properly. The mechanic who says, "Well, we fixed everything, but..." The child we have to tell something to 150 times. The spouse who keeps forgetting. The teenager who can't remember. The boss who complains and complains. The relative who picks and picks. With all of these, God expects us to be patient. But we aren't, are we? We may have a t-shirt that says, "Be patient, God isn't finished with me yet." But we expect him to have finished with everyone else around us. There's just no excuse for the incompetence that we see in others. Why should we tolerate poor performance in people we know can do better? Let's face it, there's not a patient cell in our bodies. Any patience we do show to God or others is on our good, usually our very good days. But when the car won't start and the kids have the flu or our head hurts, watch out. And the word patient is not in our vocabulary. Outrage, upset, fed up are. Patience does not well up from within us naturally. It must come from outside. It must be given to us. It's the must-have gift this Christmas. God certainly is patient. Look how he has been patient with you, James. James says, "The judge is standing at the door." Imagine that. Judge Jesus is no more than a door's thickness away from you. He hears what goes on in your family room, your classroom, your bedroom, your office. The Lord is right outside the door when you're venting your self-justified rage against your child or spouse. He's right outside the door when you tell that clerk what he can do with his excuses. Along with everyone else standing nearby, Jesus hears what you say to him. And even if you say nothing out loud, the Lord hears your heart. And in impatience, it isn't saying thump, thump, thump. The Lord hears you sinning from just the other side of the door. And look how patient he is with you. He doesn't rip the door off the hinges and grab you by the throat. How many times this week alone could the Lord have justly made you come into your life and made you pay for your sins? But he didn't, did he? The Lord is patient with you. Although he has told you 1,001 times, "Don't worry, don't misuse my name, do come to church, don't lust, do be loving, don't be greedy," he bears patiently when you fail at doing all of these. Jesus puts up with our incompetence, our mistakes, our forgetting, our complaining, our whining, and our impatience. The Lord is patient with you and with everyone around you. 2 Peter 3:9. The Lord is not slow in keeping His promises, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. James says that he is patient for the sake of the harvest, just like a farmer. Farmers in Palestine have rain in the fall and in the spring. The spring rain softens the ground for planting. The fall rain ripens the plants for harvest. If the farmer is impatient and plants before the spring rain, well, the seeds might not germinate. If he is impatient and harvests before the fall rain, the fruit is not mature. So the reason the Lord has not returned for us yet is for the sake of the rest of the harvest. The reason the church has waited for centuries is the Lord wants to bring in the full harvest. Once the Lord returns, no more are going to be gathered. What if one of the last to ripen into faith is your child, your grandchild, your spouse, your parent, your friend? Wouldn't you gladly be patient with the Lord if you knew that His delay was for the sake of one of your loved ones? Well, that may or may not be. But in any case, the Lord loves every sheep yet to be harvested much more than we do our loved ones. The patience from the Lord then doesn't flow from weakness or wishy-washiness. He isn't condoning sin when He doesn't smash down the door and damn it. He is showing that He is full of compassion and mercy for sinners like us. When James says the Lord is full of compassion, he doesn't use the ordinary word for compassion. He uses a word that intensifies the basic idea of compassion. It can be translated tender-hearted or filled with pity. The Lord is not trying to torment us by not returning as soon as we would like. He isn't playing with us. He isn't getting our hopes up in December only to smash them in January. That would be contrary to His overflowing with compassion and pity for us. It would also be contrary to the mercy, James says, Jesus is also overflowing with. Again, James doesn't use the usual word for mercy. He uses a word which describes a tender affection that is even stronger than mercy. It's derived from the Greek word for pity and the exclamation, oh. Think of the times we are moved to pity at the plight of someone or even some animal. That involuntary, oh, that escapes our heart sometimes is always in God's heart for us in Jesus' name. His heart full of compassion, full of pity, is what moved God the Father to say to His only begotten Son, go into the sinful world and take the place of sinners. Go pick up their obligations to keep My laws and pick up their sins. Although you will keep My laws perfectly, I want you to go and bear their punishment. I would rather punish you instead of them. I'd rather you, not them, pay for their sins. That's the depth of the compassion and pity the Lord has for us, for all people. If you had such compassion and mercy for someone, how could you not be incredibly patient with them? The God who is so patient with us and others can give us patience. Patience is not an ability you practice till you master. Patience is not a function of the intellect. You can't reason yourself into being patient. Oh, you can try, but wait till your 3-year-old or your 12-year-old or your spouse of 20 years does something totally unreasonable. Patience, the must-have gift this year, God gives to us the same way He gave it to the prophets. What but a gift from God could keep the prophets patiently waiting for the first coming of Jesus for thousands of years? Year after year, decade after decade, century after centuries, no virgin conceived, no birth in Bethlehem, no Savior. They waited for the first coming the way you and I wait for the second. They too saw a world decaying around them. They too saw needless suffering and painful tragedies in their own lives and in others. But for thousands of years, they believed and patiently waited for God to fulfill His promises. Patience with God is never disappointed. Who has ever waited on God and complained about the results? Job didn't complain when the Lord restored to him double for all that he lost. The prophets didn't complain when they died for the faith they proclaimed. In fact, they're still singing the Lord's praises in heaven to this very day. What the Lord finally brings about is always more than worth waiting for, and is always more than anybody ever hoped for. Patience to wait on God is a must-have gift this year. Thankfully, it's a gift God gives. He gives it by telling us of His great compassion and mercy for us. Such great compassion and mercy can only mean that His delays can only be for our good. How much easier to wait patiently when we know we're waiting for something good. And patience isn't a solo gift. Isaiah says that with it, God gives renewed strength to soar with eagles, renewed strength to run and not be weary, renewed strength to walk and not be faint. But wait a minute. Where's my gift of being patient with others? Isn't that what I need most in a season that can be so frustrating? Where does that sort of patience come from? If you have patience with God, you will have patience with others. When we don't have patience with others, it means that we are losing patience with God. The only remedy for this is to see His great, extraordinary, over-the-top patience with you. When you find yourself losing patience with other people, rather than trying to manufacture a patient feeling in yourself, go back to your baptism, where the Lord patiently rebirths you each day. Go back to your absolution, where the Lord never tires of sending your sins away from you. Go back to your communion, where Jesus patiently gives you His body for bread and His blood for wine to nourish patience in you. From God in Christ, grace, great patience with you, your patience with others will flow. Luther said, "My whole life is nothing else but mere patience." And he said, "It hurts to have patience and wait for the end." Our sinful flesh does not want to be patient. Our sinful flesh can't be patient. Our sinful flesh fights against patience always. Yet how many places does our Lord encourage in? "Be still and know that I am God. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and wait on the Lord. Be content with such things as you have." Only the God of patience, as Romans 15 calls Him, only the God of patience can give patience. And He does so in every sin of ours He forgives. He does so in every wrong of ours He forgets. And He gives patience in every failing of ours that He fails to see. So don't leave here without this gift. There's plenty to go around. The font, the chalice, the word are overflowing with patience. Amen. Now the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.